Yeah, you see his father got hanged by the Ku Klux Klan. He used to eat food from the government, but damn, they came through and separated his fam. His mom wanted them together, but it wasn't God's plan. He got relocated to a house where they have change and go to rich schools. Malcolm Little was his name. He studied, they put him down, but he reached up instead. Niggers can't be lawyers, is what his teacher said. And later on they called him Detroit Red. The boy was hustling, gambling, and sniffing like cocaine, cousin. Back in the day when he would rob motherfuckers, talking to hustlers, I got a job, motherfuckers, but stealing from suckers, got them shoved in behind bars. Gotta turn to knowledge when you're locked up, prison's hard. When you're lost, religion might find you. That's why he got to his knees and bowed to Elijah. X, 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 I'm talking about X, 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 I'm talking about X. The Nation of Islam taught him to love his brown skin, gave him the focus and sobriety it took to now win. He's free now, giving speeches all over the nation. Muhammad taught him that God was black and the devil's Caucasian. He felt the message cause his skin was slightly white, and the reason was his grandmother was raped by a white man. So I think it's understandable he'd have this outlook. You should listen to this music, then go open up his book. Cause black's still beautiful, Gold Coast to the Haitians. Malcolm told his truth and his speeches were amazing. Rising up in the nation, Muhammad was jealous pacing. He tried to throw shade cause of the light Malcolm was taking. So he was silenced, no more press, and now his wife's depressed and stressed from death threats. The Nation of Islam stripped him of his privileges, but he was still proud to be Muslim when on a pilgrimage. X, 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 I'm talking about X, 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 I'm talking about X. In Mecca, what Malcolm saw shocked him. He saw people of all races with different colored faces walking together, talking together. We're all birds of a feather with different tails. He saw a man from the Congo and a man from Wales. And what he realized as he looked into black, brown, blue, and green eyes, his unity seems wise. He came back to the States with a new state of mind. Had to check on his family, make sure they were fine. Cause the death threats never stopped, never ceased. So he had to keep a shotgun. No peace, but he still made a speech or two when he needed to, unless someone had a shotgun. No speech. And one day, when he was standing on the stage, enemies cocked back pieces and let him feel the rage. And even though they killed him, martyrs don't have an age. Malcolm X was amazing, but they don't have a page in the history books. Schools might keep you blind, but if you dig deep, you can find the gold in the mine. Cause your brain is a treasure, yeah, there's gold in your mind. And this might be the greatest story told in a rhyme.